Now David Sandler will tie the Sandler concept of upfront contracts into TA. Note how important the child is in selling, both your child and your prospective clients.
If you remember, we had, we had the PAC, and in relation to putting a selling system together, it's a little guy inside of you that does the buying. He buys everything. The little person inside of you does all the buying, same with your customer. All right. So if you're selling someone something, as we get into the selling system in a few minutes, what we're going to be talking about is how do you appeal to this little person inside of your customer? That's why it was so difficult for me. If you saw, I was having some problems yesterday trying to get related to what you're doing when we were doing that thing back there and that customer was tearing us up. See, the customer was in his parent, and the first thing that we want to work at is getting this guy back down to his little person. One of the things that you have to do, and I would do it anyway, even if I were selling your stuff, one of the things that you have to do is you have to make sure that you get the permission of the parent and the guy to okay the purchase. Now, a lot of times, the reason for backouts in most businesses is that you sell the little person, and then when he gets home, the parent kicks him. It's like, every time I let you out, you buy something. And then you send it back to the store. So a good salesman clears that up by appealing to the parent, and I'm going to show you how to do that. And then the adult in you is the part of you that makes the contract. You set the contract with the adult. In other words, what this is going to do is it's going to keep you from being in a con game. Now, when you go out to buy a used car or you think of an encyclopedia salesman, what he does is he appeals to the little person inside. He says, "You know, by the way, you don't have to buy this car, but it's the last one I got. And if you don't get it real quick, somebody else is going to buy it." And he puts all that pressure on your little person. That's the con. Or another form of con that you may have been exposed to is parental con. When the salesman comes out to show you World Book, and he says, "Look, you don't have to buy this thing, but you know, when your kid grows up, why don't you just tell him that you couldn't buy him a set of World Books? So that's why he's two grades behind." I mean, another sale closed, right? Because what that guy is doing, he's appealing to your nurturing parent up here, making you guilty, and that's a con game. So to avoid that, you must start off having a contract with the adult, which is the contract says, what am I here for? You know, can you afford this thing? And if you see it, are you going to buy it? That's the first thing we do. Then after that, then you then have the right, and the customer has the right to get all your ego states involved. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in 1-2-3 order. Now, I can have your child in it, your parent in it, your adult in it, your child in it, your parent in it. And then what I must do in order to avoid the con is I have to go back at the end and go back to your adult and say, "Hey, remember when we started? This is what we said. This is what you were looking for. This is what you wanted to pay for it. And you said you would say yes or no to it. How you feel now?" And that's how you stay straight. Otherwise, you know, most selling you've seen is con selling and not straight selling.
So to sum up, when you set the contract, the upfront contract, you want to make sure you're coming from your adult, and hopefully your prospect will take it in from his adult and respond back to you from his adult.